Galactic Senate Med Center.
They're starting to suspect.
I know. They're not stupid.
If they figure it out, this could ruin everything.
Well, we'll just have to make sure that doesn't happen. We need to move faster. Wynn Dorvan leaned back in the visitor's chair and sighed. Boitu was having an increasingly difficult time fooling the doctors. They were, as Boitu had just said, starting to suspect. And as Dorvan had replied, the doctors weren't stupid. Thus far, Boitu's performance had been sufficiently convincing for them to remain puzzled as to how it could be that, when all medical indications pointed to his complete recovery, the Admiral still seemed to be mentally damaged. Dorvan recalled Ehrmuth intoning how the mysteries of the mind were impregnable, and perhaps the force that the Jedi were so attuned to had more control over such things than science. It had not made the doctors happy, but it had kept them satisfied for a time. But everyone knew that at some point, and that likely soon, the deception would be discovered. It was just the two of them today. Reinog Asokeji's presence had been requested by Perova, and Ehrmuth had been called in to testify again about any information he had regarding Tahiri Vela. Both of them, while conversing with each other, were watching the new network that had sprung up seemingly overnight, BAMR. An exceptionally attractive, even for an anchor being human female, was reporting on the latest changes from the Senate.
"It seems," drawled Boitu, "that the Senate's inability to take decisive action while under the leadership of the Triumvirate has suddenly evaporated."
His husky voice was heavy with sarcasm and disapproval. Dorvan nodded.
"Indeed. It was rather blatant, actually. Treen and the Senate waved their hands helplessly, letting the Jedi representative and myself take most responsibility. If anything went wrong, they'd be seen as blameless."
"And now, the tree is bearing fruit," Nex said glumly.
The Senate had sprung into action so fast it could make one's head spin. First was the shocking election of Padmal Ovan, a fledgling senator, to the position of leader of the Galactic Alliance. Hard on the heels of that had come a burst of anti-Jedi sentiment, with nearly everyone being interviewed expressing dislike of the Jedi and pleasure that they were no longer meddling.
"A new Senate subcommittee has been formed to investigate possible abuses of power by the Jedi during their time on Coruscant," the anchor was saying.
Dorvan and Boitu exchanged surprised glances.
"There are only two known Jedi remaining on the planet, Jedi Leia Organa Solo and the escaped felon, Tahiri Vela. Jedi Solo has been contacted and has agreed to testify before the Senate subcommittee.